Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Inspect a Gadget with Clarissa Montero and Christopher Lim from the Business Times with Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Inspect a Gadget on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero, joined in the studio by Christopher Lim, digital editor of the Business Times, our resident Inspector Gadget. Now, whenever we talk about a special occasion gift that is tech-skewed, I worry because Christopher Lim still thinks that cloud storage was a great gift for Mother's Day. However, he did send me a
I'm the voice of reason.
That is not reasonable.
Okay.
Cloud storage is not reasonable. However, you did send me a list, and not all of them, but some of them actually make sense to me.
They all make sense, and I will prove it as we discuss it for our listeners' benefit.
Go ahead.
Okay, top of the list, again, is obvious, I guess, but in a world where, you know, safe distancing, we can't travel, you need to communicate, get your significant other truly wireless earphones if they don't already have them. And if they're Apple users, get them AirPods Pro.
Okay, those are the expensive ones, right?
Yes, those are the top of the line in-ear ones. I mean, they're the standard AirPods. It is the AirPods Pro so that they can hear your beautiful voice in, you know, perfect
nagging
clarity.
Nagging at you about cloud storage.
And get a pair, right? Because it, you know, treat yourself well too, because you have to love yourself before you can love others, right? Get two.
You are so channeling and hoping that your wife is listening in, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, $379, but here's the thing. Be careful. Dear listeners, be careful, because right now, Apple is selling a limited edition Year of the Ox version of the AirPods Pro, which shows the ox engraved on the case. The connotations may not be that great, so don't go for the ox. Go for the free custom engraving. So when you buy the AirPods Pro from the Apple Store online, you get free engraving. You can buy it elsewhere for slightly less than $379, right? But the free engraving will endear you, so you can, you know, put name some a sweet nothing or etc. or quote, right? And it's complimentary. It's very nice.
Can I ask you a question? If the wife decided to buy you a truly wireless pair of Apple AirPods Pros, but she bought you the aux version, you wouldn't be upset, right?
Yeah, personally, no. I mean, thanks. You know, and I'll pop them into the ear. Thanks a lot. It's okay. Hey, thanks. You're the best.
You know that there are other men who would feel that way.
Yeah, this is true, but not everybody is an Apple user. And while the AirPods do work with Android phones, it's not as seamless as an experience as if you owned an iPhone. So if you're an Android user, maybe you want to consider the Huawei FreeLace Pro neckband earbuds. Why? Because they have recently come out in a new Sakura pink color.
So this is a hers present.
This is a hers present, that's right. Though, I mean, I like pink. Can you? Oh, I didn't wear my pink shirt today. You've seen me, right, in bright neon pink. I love pink. So
does our Prime Minister.
Many people love pink. It's a masculine color, have you know. Okay, so yes, generally for her, Sakura pink. Well, it looks nice in the pictures. I think a guy
Sakura
could pull it
pink
off.
Is pretty pastel.
Yeah, it is pretty pastel, yeah.
I like a strong, strong pink on a man.
Wow.
But I digress.
Yes. So, this has been the FreeLace Pro neckband earbuds. Basically, what that means is rather than have two independent earbuds you put in your ear, these are connected by a neckband.
For runners.
Yes. And at the same time, it allows you to have similar quality at a lower price point, because truly wireless earbuds, all things remaining equal, are a little more pricey. So we're talking $148 for the Sakura Pink.
From tomorrow onwards.
FreeLace Pro. Huh? Tomorrow onwards?
6th yes. February, tomorrow.
Yeah, from tomorrow onwards. So, any moment now. And for him, yeah? Okay, look, Sakura Pink can be for him, okay? But otherwise, new router. Cue the roll eyes. Roll your eyes. Route, this is good, okay?
Very exciting. This sexy, is too.
Don't interrupt. Huawei's first quad-core Wi-Fi 6 Plus router, the Wi-Fi AX3 model, also from tomorrow onwards. Special launch deal, $10 off the regular price. So, Yeah. I mean, usually it's 98. So during this period, it's 88 bucks. Very auspicious.
Right.
For a new router, Wi-Fi 6 compatible. So that's latest protocol. Less than 100 bucks for new router. And if you have a Huawei phone, you can actually pair it by tapping your Huawei phone on the router. So if, you know, guest comes to your house, remember only 8 this season, but they come to your house, tap it on the router, and then they've got access.
Okay.
Yeah. Cute. And less than 100 bucks. And cheaper than the FreeLace Pro neckband earphones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Router.
So, yep. Router. No, why are you laughing? So, in this day and age where
we're
all have
Valentine's Day,
where we have to work from home, think about the quality of life day to day. When you work from home, you need good, a strong Wi-Fi connection, strong wireless connection, and day in, day out, your quality of life could be improved by this gift. How thoughtful is that?
Okay, very thoughtful. Now, moving on, I think something that is an established gift for all special occasions is a new phone.
Of course. The problem is, new phone is very expensive.
This is true.
You give me grief for prices sometimes, right? But mm-hmm. I mean, a new phone is typically more expensive than most other gadgets, right? Because usually it's 1,000 plus. Some are more than 2,000.
That's true.
Yeah, but if you buy a budget one, you're in trouble for Valentine's Day. So it's a good thing then that there are plenty of mid-range options. Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about some of them.
Oppo Reno 5. So we've followed the Reno range and we've talked about...
And you've talked about how great the cameras are.
Yeah. So then this is the latest, the Reno 5. And very reasonably priced. Okay. So $699 for the Reno 5.
Is that reasonable?
For a mid-range phone and for what you get. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good solid phone. You know, 8 GB of RAM, 1 to 8 GB of storage. And yeah, comes in silver or black. So it's less than 1,000 bucks. It's less than the PlayStation 5 Blu-ray edition, which is my benchmark for everything these days. But yeah. And there's a Reno 5 Pro. I mean, if you want to bump it up a bit. So that has more RAM, meaning you can run more apps at the same time, and it'll feel more seamless and has more storage, 256 GB of storage.
This feels like a him gift. It's galactic silver or starry black.
Yeah, though black is kind of a neutral color, I guess.
Not gold.
Black is slimming too.
I'm going to smack you.
Good thing I've got some distance. No, but so yeah, the 5 Pro or the 5, okay, so 899 or 699, in both cases, very solid phones, not cheap stuff. So you can't be accused of being cheapo, but way under the $1,000 mark. So solid mid-range phones and a new model at that. Good choice.
All right. Now, I like this one. Speaking as both a mother and a wife, the JBL Party Box on the go. This one, I would, want in my house just to annoy my neighbors.
Now, this is great, right? Because it is a karaoke speaker set that's portable that has two wireless rechargeable microphones built in. So basically, you open the side of the speakers and you pop out these two microphones. And then you can stream your karaoke hits from your phone or from YouTube, whatever, and then sing along. That's the great thing with these karaoke boxes. In old days, they were very much placement things. You set them up at home and that's it. You can't move them, right?
They're huge.
Yeah, and heavy. And these days, karaoke apps, they're on your phone, or you can simply stream something off YouTube and sing along. And you can do that. So you start a karaoke song on your phone, stream it via Bluetooth to the karaoke mic speaker combo from JBL, $599. Pull out these two wireless mics and start singing. Very romantic together. You can sing love songs together.
No, I'm going to use it to sing Broadway tunes.
Yeah, whatever cooks your noodles,
Because that would just annoy him.
There you go. Okay, what would I would sing some progressive rock or heavy metal. But yeah,
that would annoy her.
That would annoy her. I can do Jay Chou too. That she would like. Yep. So yeah, it's really nice. It even comes with a bottle opener, okay?
I like this idea. I thought of everything that you had on the list. This one actually made sense to me. And this one, like I said, isn't just a Valentine's Day gift. It is also a Mother's Day gift or a Father's Day gift, or it's any occasion, dear mom, dad, kind of gift.
Yeah. No, it's a family thing too. It can be. And then for guests coming over, you can karaoke. It's just, yeah, I mean, it's good fun. It could be the life of the party. Make you the life of the party.
It is good fun. Okay, now, your last offering as far as Valentine's Day tech-savvy gifts
most important,
are
okay.
concerned.
Most important.
I definitely see a personal interest in this.
Look, if you care about your significant other, especially if he's a male, or any sort of gamer, get them a game console.
What if they already have one?
Get them the other one.
Oh, all right.
So that you're not restricted to one universe of
heaven
games.
Heaven forbid.
Okay, I don't even have one, all right? So, I mean, I'd settle for whatever. A reminder, okay, the Xbox Series X, top-of-the-line Microsoft model, $699.99, so it's $700. $700 for the top-of-the-line new Xbox, or you can get the $459 Series S.
What is the difference?
The difference is the speed of the chip, so it can't the smoothness of the graphics and yeah, how fast, how seamlessly some of the graphics will run, and no disc. Same thing with the PlayStation 5. So there are two versions of the PlayStation 5, one with a disc drive and one without. So the PlayStation 5 at $729 versus $599 without the Blu-ray drive. The good thing about a Blu-ray drive is you can use it to watch movies too, so it's kind of handy to have a game console with a disc drive, but it will cost you more.
Right, okay.
And I should mention that Nintendo's Switch is not brand new, and it's not a next-generation console, but it's a lot of fun. And because, even though it retails for about $699, Quartz is selling it for $89, right? And then there are various vendors selling it for less than that, you know, about $4 to $5, etc. So the $400 plus, you can get Nintendo Switch Generation 2. And these are portable, Nintendo's portable consoles. You could get two of them for just slightly more than one PlayStation 5. So that's something to bear in mind, too. You could get two of these in game together.
Okay, I have gamers at home. And we have consoles in almost every room of the house.
You're so lucky.
Yeah, not really. But I will say this. Some games on Sony are great. Some games on Microsoft's, the Xbox, is great. So you actually have to have more than one.
There you go. So if you already have one, buy the other. I mentioned three, right? So, I mean, unlikely you have all three. You can always get more. For example, as I mentioned, Nintendo Switch. Hey, great. You can have as many as you want. My kids have been bugging me to get them one. I said, no, not yet. Not until your mother gets me a PlayStation. Yeah.
Are you hinting again?
Yes, I am.
You know, she doesn't listen to you. She knows better than to listen to you.
I will fix that. I'll play myself on the speaker.
Dear, this podcast was very good today.
There you go.
Well, good luck with that. Mm-hmm. Maybe she'll get the hint. Mm-hmm. Unlikely, though. Speaking as a wife and a mother, I am never consulted.
I'm an eternal optimist.
They go out and they buy it themselves, and then I have to listen to the litany of rationalizations.
Hey, wait a minute. I can do that?
Yes, you can.
Hey, thank you.
You can. And then you will listen to the litany of grumbles.
Okay, I'm scared now.
Okay, but these are actually some nice suggestions. My star choice is the JBL Party Box on the go, but that's just me. I like that idea. I like the whole idea of the family getting together and singing together and maybe annoying your neighbors.
Yeah, and it's something different and something that won't, it's unlikely to become obsolete overnight because, I mean, it's a speaker, you know, and you can connect it to whatever. You can, you know, plug it into your existing receiver, you know, home theater receiver, plug in USB or Bluetooth. I mean, whatever.
Okay, so if you had to pick a star present, if someone was buying you a Valentine's Day gift, which would you think was the, I'd love to have this.
This is so easy. Next generation game console. What are you talking about, Clarissa? Either a PlayStation 5 or Xbox Series X. You can't go wrong with either one.
All right. There you have some suggestions for Valentine's Day if you want to buy a tech-savvy gift. And I can't disagree with him as far as the PlayStations and the consoles are concerned because I can't imagine a household without one. And on that note, this has been Inspector Gadget. I'm Clarissa Montero. He is Christopher Lim, digital editor of the Business Times. You're on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.